Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish authorities in Istanbul have staged a raid on one of the offices of Zaman, Turkey's largest circulation newspaper, and a crackdown on media outlets that support the political opposition. Action was linked to a government campaign against opposition journalist and opposition Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in exile in the United States. Protesters outside the Zaman building chanted, "Free press cannot be silenced," and waved Turkish flags. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people who have fled Burundi because of violence and political tension has climbed to 250,000. Spokesperson Melissa Fleming says camps are becoming overcrowded in all the host countries, such as Tanzania.
We're providing supplies, tents and blankets, and we're also providing advice. We're providing with UNICEF spaces where children can go. We're very concerned about families being separated. People are traumatized.
Burundians began fleeing the country almost a year ago after President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a controversial third term in office, which he later won. After that, demonstrations ensued, leaving hundreds dead. The United States has deployed an aircraft carrier and several escorts to the South China Sea in an apparent show of force to China. China claims almost the entire South China Sea and has in fact been building artificial islands in the sea to strengthen its claim. The United States has accused Beijing of militarizing the region as it tries to contest territorial claims by other nations. This is VOA News.